Moronai Kanekoa is one of the principal actors in Kuleana, a made-in-Hawaii film that opens in theaters around the state today. For him, the role has been a rare opportunity. Kuleana allows him to portray his own ancestry and to explore issues that will resonate with local audiences. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, and thanks for being with
us. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
When you, as a native Hawaiian, pursue a career in acting on the mainland, you're put into what category?
Well, the category I most get put in is ethnically ambiguous.
And that's a term of art in the industry.
Yep, it actually is. Yeah.
So we are looking for ethnically ambiguous actors for the following auditions Tuesday morning, and you show up for
that. I've done many of
those. And you see who in the lineup with you?
You see all kinds of people. I mean, a lot of them look like me. I can't put a finger on, like, what are they?
Yeah.
A lot of Latinos. You get Middle Eastern people. Even Native American, you get a lot of, it's a wide range.
So, because you're Hapa Haole, right?
I am.
So you have a look that can move
that
in
can
a
go,
lot, of,
yes.
lot
yep.
of different
Absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
And I would think as an actor pursuing as broad a career as you can, you have to sort of accept that.
As an actor, you have to be able to be objective about yourself and see this is how people see you and accept it or get out.
Yeah.
There's no real other choice.
But in that context, along comes a movie where you're actually asked to be a Native Hawaiian.
I know. It's actually the best.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. So when Brian came to ask me about it, and he asked me if I would even be interested in something like this, I was like, of course. why wouldn't I?
What's not to be interested
yeah,
in?
Exactly. Right? That's a great story. So, I mean...
Well, you know, actors are always looking for opportunities in a number of ways, right?
Yeah.
How large is the role, but also what kind of range of emotions do I get to cover?
Yep.
What do I get to say?
Yes.
What did this part offer you?
It offered me, I play the role of Nohea, which is the lead character, and he goes through a lot. There's a lot of weight, actually, on him.
Mm-hmm.
And Kuleana, it's called Kuleana, but it's funny because he feels all that. Kuleana. There's weight from every side. You know, he has debts. It's responsibility to his family. He has all these things going on. And so it's so much. And for me, being able to play all the emotions that come from that weight was the best thing.
Because there are emotions that have kind of contradictions built into them, right?
Absolutely.
You're happy, but you're reluctant.
Yep.
You're all these kind of.
Yep. And that's where the best scenes come, I think.
When there's some internal
conflict. Yeah.
Tension.
Mm-hmm.
Let's set the stage a little bit of the story.
Okay.
Sort of backtrack a little bit. What's the time period of the movie?
Time period takes place. Actually, it takes place in two time periods, but the main one is 1970s.
On Maui.
On Maui. Definitely on Maui.
And you are what?
I'm a return. I just came back from Vietnam. Disabled Vietnam vet. And I'm basically, my character is kind of over it. He has his land tax that's due, his grandma's dying, a lot of things happening, and he's owing money for his personal debts, and he just kind of wants to get out and leave, go to the mainland because he's just done. And certain things happen, certain people come back to his life that remind him of what's important.
Pre-going overseas, how connected was he to his Hawaiian culture?
Very connected.
He was.
And that was the other part of the movie. It takes place when he's a kid, mm-hmm. and you see his family life and how he grew up. And
so he has an understanding of Kuleana.
Absolutely.
What it really
absolutely.
Means.
Yes.
And so
he kind of loses it a little
to
bit.
It.
Yeah. And because of life, because of all the pressures and the weight of life, mm-hmm. you know, he just can't take it. And so, yeah, I think the journey of this character is really a spiritual one, where he kind of comes back to his center and his strength.
A lot of post-Vietnam stories involve returning vets feeling disaffected and detached.
Yeah, absolutely.
That describes
how can you
him.
Not? How can you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does he tell the audience that in the movie? You know, how is the audience made aware of that? That has to be part of the setup, right, as we're getting into the movie.
Yeah, the audience is mostly made aware by the different characters that come in the beginning because he owes a lot of debts to the Moke, which is played by Branscombe Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
He does a great job. And there's another villainous kind of guy who's owing all this money to, and he just, the taxes on his land, on his house, he can't pay. And he just, the audience sees that it's too much. And it's kind of understandable, you know, in a way. But, and he's just over. He's over it. So I think early on they get the picture.
In a way, for, you know, for you to take on a character whose principal affect when you first meet him is one of kind of detachment and uninvolvement.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you have to go from that into being involved and take the audience along with you.
Oh, yeah. And actually, that's the fun part. And actually, the a hard part as a film actor, because scenes aren't done chronologically.
Uh-huh.
And which is actually great in theater, because you go from beginning to end in theater, and
you
it's a nice
arc.
Progression. You have the arc. Mm-hmm. In film, because this is the biggest lead, really, that I've had in a feature film.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I found it difficult to keep track of where I am.
What's my emotional
state? Yes, where am I in this character's
journey? Evolution.
Because it could be doing the last scene in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, or one of the first scenes, or kind of in the middle towards the end. And so that for me was hard to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it came out okay on the film.
Well, that's where you really need the help of the director.
It's true. That's true. And Brian Cohen did an excellent job in helping me.
Because you're going through a range from, it's sort of the opposite of the arc of a lot of films. You're going from detached to involved.
Exactly. Yep. So, but I think that's kind of what makes the story satisfying as well.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, what do you hope will sort of audiences will get out of this? You know, what do they walk out of the theater thinking?
That's an interesting question. I think. Because for me, the story is ultimately a spiritual one, and it's one that's rooted in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and our values and our culture. And I just hope that people get a better understanding of how important this is to our people, to Hawaii in general, to this land. I feel like this movie gives it, even though it's fiction, it's based on certain true things, but the mm-hmm. story itself is fiction. But I think people can get a good sense of our values and our, you know, who we are as a people.
You will have accomplished something.
Yeah.
Thanks very
so.
Much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Morin Ikonikoa is the principal actor in Kuleana, which opens today in theaters on Hawaii and Guam. And you can learn more about the Made in Hawaii movie on our Facebook page.